assume it's the board that votes to, you know, continue that funding or not.
It'll be Genoa Township.
The Genoa Township trustees?
Yes, they make the final decision.
Really?
Yes. As far as TIP. Correct, Pete?
Well,
is that true?
You know, if you were talking about expanding the TIP and additional TIP projects, it's probably going to be an agreement between members of the TIP.
Right.
Right.
But,
I mean, yeah. Now, if a party disagrees, then obviously, right, you know, that, you know, it's highly doubtful that probably will move forward. But if the parties agreed that they wanted to do an additional project outside of that, everybody was in agreement.
Outside of the TIF zone, right.
Exactly. And you wanted to extend the TIF, then, okay. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, you know, my advice would probably just to continue with it again. There's going to be conversations that are going to be held. You're going to have obligations, irrespective of what the decision is with the Westerville project. And we're not quite sure when that's going to, you know, when those things are going to come to the closure. Like I said, the money's going to be there at the end of the day. If the projects, if there's future projects, then the governor will act appropriately.
Okay.
I guess I have some concerns with continuing it, not knowing what the township's going to do about the $1.5 million. Because unless we were to have another meeting, our values are typically set in the fall, which means fall of this year, we're going to set our values for the following year. So that TIF is going to still be in place. We're still going to be collecting it in 2010. Unless we have another meeting, and I don't know if we're required to make a decision by March 31st.
Right.
Okay.
So.
By March 31st to affect what, though?
Well, Mark, there's Department of Development guidelines that you have to submit to them to show that you're in compliance with the Fireworks Code of Contest. One of those is making a decision to,
so if it's,
now, I don't know if that's a hard, fast deadline. I think the township has in the past slipped past that day into April. And I think the Department of Development still accepted the report from the township. Really, so, I mean, it's really up to you guys what you want to do. I mean, you can do either or. If you wanted to set another meeting, that's fine. You could always just continue with it.
I understand the concerns. There's a lot of ifs, ands, or buts that are being discussed.
Right.
So,
are you coming to a decision Wednesday night, or are you just discussing it? You don't know at this point.
Right at the beginning of a discussion, okay. Right?
I'm only one of three.
You got it easy. I'm only one of five.
City Westerville project aside, are we gonna be able to meet our obligations by March 31st? I mean, by the next meeting that we scheduled before March 31st?
No, it doesn't. I mean, my expectation is that we don't have a, you know, we won't have a resolution before the end. That we won't have. Based on what I hear you say, Dave, I don't expect that we'd have a resolution before the end of this month. It sounds like it's a, you know, there's a big amount to discuss.
Correct. We're going to have a March 11th trustees meeting and another one on March 25th. But we have not set that agenda yet.
So yeah.
We'll see what happens next Wednesday. Like I told you, Kevin, you're invited to attend.
Sharing.
So. If we continue this TIF, and if a decision is made at a later date not to continue with the TIF, how is that handled?
That's what we were just discussing.
Okay.
you know, if let's say in July. something we can get you an answer.
Now, having been, in these meetings enough that I, remember the discussions about utilizing the dollars in the TIF to improve Maxtown Road, I am in some ways hopeful that the county or that the township officers will recognize that, and so would expect that there's going to be multiple years worth of additional expenditure, to complete the payments for what was thought to be the, I know when we had this discussion last year, there was the accounting was such that the expectation that there was still $1 billion plus in additional expenditure. So my expectation probably is at that point in time there was, whoever was doing that accounting had the expectation that there was an agreement in place with the city of Westerville relative to that Maxtown.
No, that's not correct to my recollection, because last year when we did the accounting, there was $664,000 plus this $28,000 owed to Delaware County. And there was another, we thought, $279,000 owed to Genoa Township for funds that Genoa Township had paid to start the Mount Royal State Route 3 project.
Yeah.
Genoa Township was under the assumption that $279,000 was paid out of their general fund. Paul did some further research on that and determined that that wasn't paid out of the general fund, that was paid out of TIF. So that approximately $1 million there, $279 of it wasn't really owed, but it was discussed last time. The other $600,000 to $700,000, most of that's been paid to Delaware County. So that was the $1 million we discussed last time, Kevin.
Okay.
But we don't have any definite legal answer on if we continue the TIF through
This time next year?
Right. We can then come back in July or August and revisit the situation. We could do that anyway, but we may not have legal authority.
The city is going to take a look at it, and I think we could. My hunch would be, my educated guess would be that you would be able to use again if you needed to again, modify, adjust, or.
So that you're saying that in general that a decision that we made today, continues until such time as we meet again, and that meet again could be before March of next year. That's the expectation. Again, educated guess. Not citing case law. I understand.
It's tough pinning lawyers down.
That's why
I
get to look it up.
Absolutely, I get to charge you for looking it up too.
Okay. And I do plan to address that, or at least look into that issue and communicate with Peter.
Okay. Just given that, I'll make the motion to continue.
I'll second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed. Continue the agreement. And then we'll wait to hear from.
Yeah. I'll let you know.
And I would appreciate, obviously, typically, we don't hear about this much until we get the minutes from last year and, prep for this, but I would appreciate if you could keep both myself and Mr. Gooding as representatives of the school district in the loop with where we stand, obviously very vested interest that, I was wrong in my numbers. Obviously, there's more than $40,000 worth of, school district dollars involved in the value of this TIF, so. We're very interested in, using that money as we agreed to do so. But at the time that that's completed, that going back to using that money to employ teachers and the like.
So. Okay. Any old business to come before the board? Maybe we just did that.
That's right.
And I think we did new business as well.
That's right.
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
A second.
You run a much more efficient meeting than do I, Sherry. That's all I can say. It took us till 11:15 last year.
Wow.